Why do you ask me about what is good? Jesus replied. There is only one who is good. If you want to enter life, obey the commandments. Which ones? The man inquired. Jesus replies, do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. All these I have kept, the young man said. What do I still lack? Jesus answered, if you want to be perfect, go. Sell all your possessions and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. Then Jesus said to his disciples, I tell you the truth. It is harder for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a man to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and said, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Amen.
So. And today, the same Jesus, he's got another incident of a different nature. A young man who was said to be a ruler went to Jesus asking how he can inherit the new life. As we encounter this young man, in all the synoptic gospels, the age is not given. But it's only Matthew who says, who describes this young ruler as a young man. That's all what is said. But I said, in my wiser thinking, I just put this young man between 21 and 30. This is me. It's not in the Bible. Only Matthew is the one who says a young man. So we are going to look at the story of this young man as he is before Jesus. We don't want to be like theologians this morning, yeah? We add up bits and pieces here and there. We want to listen to this story as it is, as God is going to speak to you and me. There's one thing that actually came to my mind as I was reading this passage. I thought of a passage in the Old Testament. I'm not going to read it to you. When you get your spare time, you read about it. 2 Kings chapter 5, verses 1 to 5. And then jump from there, go to verse 14 to complete the whole story. Someone had leprosy. And a little girl who spoke to him said, oh, if it was in my native country, you could have gone to the prophet and he could have healed you. So this man was given a letter, went, and he was told to go in River Jordan 7 times, and he was healed. It's only in listening. That's the essence of that story. Right, as I was reading this story, 4 things came to my mind. Okay? One of the things is, this young man was self-centered. The next thing, he had weaknesses. The third thing, he had pride. The fourth thing, he had attitudes. Self-centered. What do I mean by this? Reading in the story of Matthew, the young man is said to have rushed to Jesus with one question. And we are told he was wealthy. There's nothing being rich. Solomon was a rich man because God gave him those riches. But it's also, when you have those riches, are you self-centered or you are a people's person? This young man was a person in a position of trust because he was a ruler. So being a ruler, you must be a people's person. And I wonder how he had managed to get all this wealth. Maybe he inherited. But the God that I believe in is a God of prosperity. Maybe he had prospered him. He had given him all that he had. As that young ruler came to Jesus, the Lord observed his heart. He was not sincere. So my theme this morning is, be sincere. That's my theme. This bloke, he wanted things in the next life. In this world, he's living a beautiful life. He doesn't want to drop a sweat in his life, even this life and the afterlife. He wants things that are smooth sailing. There are some who are like that, who don't want suffering. As I grew up, I suffered. I know what it is to be without. I know what it is to be with. At one time, we could go for a day without anything to eat. And when you come back from school, you could find, you know, maize seed, when they are boiled, salt in there, that's your meal for the day. You can imagine. I know all that. But this guy was self-centered. That's how I concluded. But Jesus, he had said already in the book of John chapter 10 verse 10, a thief comes to destroy, to steal and kill. But I have come that you can have life and have it in abundance. I don't know whether this young man missed this chapter or this verse of the same Jesus where he was before, speaking in front of the same Jesus who said these words. Only if he was sincere, he would have noticed this, but he was not. In the book of Mark, the young ruler is declared, "All this I have done." Jesus loved him. People need to be loved. Jesus observed, "Oh, this young man, though he was self-centered, pride, all those words that I've mentioned, Jesus loved him, irrespective of all these things. He loved him." There's a tendency also sometimes that we tend to be. I was reading something on the internet about Theodore Roosevelt, who was a president of America. When he died, when one of his sons said this, "Father always wanted to be the bride of every wedding and the corpse at every funeral." I'll repeat that. "Father always wanted to be the bride at every wedding and the corpse at every funeral." Even Christians can fall in this trap as well today. They want to be everything. Not in a good sense, but in a bad sense. That's a sign of weaknesses. So this young man had weaknesses as well. The young ruler, he lacked a lot of things, as Jesus pointed out to him, as we'll hear as this story goes on. By coming to Jesus without considerations of all other things, it's like driving to McDonald's in your car without even coming out, because you are a person who don't want to have all these hassles. In your car, drive through. "Can I have a Big Mac, please?" You are not even bothered to come out, to go and stand by the counter like everyone else. That is a sign of weakness if you didn't know. It's a sign of pride. Jesus is not like a McDonald's shop where you drive through quickly. "Big Mac, please," you're off. When you come to Jesus, compose yourself, because he is Lord and King. But the young man didn't do this. That was one of his weaknesses. And also, because the Bible says he was wealthy, he had everything. I think even at home, someone was prepared to bathe him. After bathing, someone had ironed the clothes and they would dress him. And someone had prepared a meal for them to eat. Only what was left is for them to feed him. But he had everything. Maybe that's why he was pride. Sometimes pride takes us away from God. Listen to this. Sometimes people don't realize pride can produce arrogance and rebellion against God. When arrogance is produced, it can become cancer. And once it becomes cancer, it becomes difficult to deal with. As much as this young ruler might have been genuine in what he was doing. But what bothers me today is a lot of people say there is no God. This is the same attitude this young man had on that day. His own downfall was self-centeredness, weaknesses, pride, and attitudes. Solomon also once wrote this in Proverbs 8, verse 13. "To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior, and perverse speech." I suspect this young ruler, being a Jewish, of Jewish origin, must have read what Solomon wrote. Why then was he not listening to these wise words? Coming to the Lord, he should have humbled himself. But he didn't. Approaching Jesus like you're approaching a fast food shop, it's unacceptable. Even today, we still have people who approach Jesus in that way, like they are going to a McDonald's to buy a Big Mac. The young ruler had the same attitude as well. But this morning, how are you feeling? Do you have the same attitude as well as you are going to a McDonald's when you came here this morning? Or you were coming before the living God? As we shared bread and wine, what was going on in your heart? Were you like this young ruler who had no respect for Jesus? He wanted good things for himself. He even wanted eternal life. And Jesus told him to do one thing only, and he failed his exam. He got a 0 out of 10. Because when Jesus told him to do that, he went away sad. Wow, what a shame. There are some people who came before Jesus and they went away changed. There is a woman at the well in John chapter 4. She was told by Jesus that we are looking for true worshippers. From there she learned. And there is a man in John chapter 3. He went to Jesus at night. And he was told by Jesus how to inherit the kingdom of God. How are our attitudes when we hear things that correct us? Are we sad when we hear things that correct us? Jesus is looking for sincere people who don't lack anything. But when this young man was told what to do, he said, I've done all those things. That's being arrogant, self-centered, and pride was in this young man. I've done all those things. I think he was actually speaking the way I'm doing. I've done all those things, Jesus. What do I lack? The answer is simple, young man. You are pride. You are self-centered. You are arrogant. And you've got some weaknesses. Jesus, trying to teach him, he told him to do something in verse 21. He said, give everything that you have and come and follow me. But the Bible says the young man went away sad. This proved to me that this young man had other gods. In small letter G, we worship a living God with a capital letter G. But this young man, the reason why he went away sad is because he was thinking of his other gods that he had left at home. What are those little gods that he was worshiping? He was worshiping his wealth. That's why he wouldn't part with it. Instead of worshiping a true living God, he was saddened because he was going to lose all those things. I wish this young man should have asked Job. Job says, you came in this world with nothing. So what will happen? You will go away with nothing. Because heaven doesn't take wealth in it. There's no space for wealth in heaven. There's space for joy, rejoicing, righteous people, and righteousness. All these earthly things will remain here. Job should have taught this young man. As Jesus went on his story, Paul also wrote in Galatians 2 verse 16, it's not about the law, but it's about faith in Jesus Christ that takes us to the next step. Yes. If we have faith in Jesus Christ, we will go to the next step. I want you to know that. So, to prove this young man was not sincere, he was full of pride. When he heard Jesus telling him to sell all that he had and give to the poor, the Bible says, he went away sad. You have come before the Lord Jesus this morning. Don't go away sad. Ask him what you want for your life. What is that you want for your life? Ask him and he will give you the answer. Do we have questions this morning for the Lord about eternal life? As this young man had. Come to Jesus. He will give you the answers. He said to Nicodemus, in Jesus' own words, I tell you the truth. No one can enter the kingdom of God unless he is born of water and spirit. Jesus' own words. If only the young ruler had thrown away his self-centeredness, weaknesses, pride, and attitudes, he could have been saved. But he was sad, and he went away sad. Please don't go away sad this morning. You've come in this holy house this morning for a purpose. God knew of this day before you were even born that you will come here. So open up to Jesus. Paul writes in 2 Corinthians 5:17 that there is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ. I repeat those last words. There is no more condemnation for those who are in Christ. So I beg you, don't go away sad this morning. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for your word that speaks the truth. It is my desire that as we part company this morning, none of your children will go away sad, because they are before the living Jesus, King of Kings, the healer, the provider, the protector. Everything is found in Jesus Christ. And above all, for those who have received and accepted Jesus as their Savior, Holy Spirit lives in them. So, Father, thank you for your word that speaks the truth. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your love. May you teach us to love one another as your Son taught us. Father, thank you. Thank you for your blessings. In Jesus Christ's name, amen.